Good Wednesday morning, everybody. We are halfway to the weekend. You know what that means on Wednesdays on the Gary Sharp Show with Josh. It is mailbag time. Straight up at noon, the band comes on the field. It's halftime of the week, and we give away pizza and wings to Oscar's Pizza and Grill. Mailbag coming up at noon. You can get in your questions to Jay Odson at nrgmedia.com. That's in the Equitable Bank inbox. Joining us in a little bit, Robin Washit, in about 30 minutes. We know that Robin will not quit on us. Robin has other things going on. He never quits on the Gary Sharp Show and his appearance on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Scott Chandley stops by at 11:30, and then also Parker Gabriel at 1:30. Yesterday, all of the commotion at the end of our show with Mark Whipple and resigning at Pittsburgh. Yeah, we put the dots together, and now Nebraska making it official within the last hour that Mark Whipple is the new offensive coordinator. Donovan Raiola is the new offensive line coach. And one more spot to be filled. Will it be the running back coach or will it be a special teams coach? Where's Bill Bush today? Let's find out where Bill Bush is today because that could be the next domino that happens. Or maybe there's something up the sleeve of the head coach when he completes his staff. But he's hired an OC. He's hired an offensive line coach. We will discuss the impact as we kind of were on the crossover. It's very easy to pick apart or to praise or to grade or to say, is this a home run hire? Is this a name? Is, you know, this a, oh, geez. When it's all said and done, the head coach has to make the decision, am I hiring guys that are not going to get me fired? If these guys are good enough to maximize what we have on the 22 roster and attract newbies for 22 so that we don't get fired, they're good in my book. We will discuss the additions and what that means for Mark Whipple, as we kind of did yesterday, coming from Pittsburgh after a prolific season as the Panthers OC with Kenny Pickett, who will be at the Heisman Trophy ceremony and has so much faith and so much respect for his OC that because Mark Whipple's stepping down, Kenny Pickett may not play in the Peach Bowl, which would be unfortunate for Pittsburgh. So that's all of we will discuss. So good morning to everyone except for Nebraska basketball. I was just telling Josh off air. Last night was the first time that I've been able to get inside of Pinnacle Bank Arena. Crazy travel schedule. Looking forward to Nebraska and Michigan. All right, seeing Juwan Howard. I got seats that are close enough to the Michigan bench, I can hear Juwan Howard. I think Juwan Howard is a cool customer. Juwan Howard, you can tell, coming to college instead of staying in the NBA, and I loved him on the bench of my Miami Heat. Yes, my Miami Heat. But when he got the opportunity to go back to his alma mater, you wondered, well, is this guy going to be able to coach? Is he going to be able to recruit? Yeah, he's pretty good. But he's just a really cool customer. I mean, he's an imposing figure. You look at him and go, that guy is the Fab Five. So I'm fired up last night. It's Nebraska and Michigan. You know, Nebraska, I said yesterday, is it kind of a must win? Will they get some juice from the crowd? Well, here's what happened last night. Outside of the absolutely humiliating beatdown that Nebraska basketball took at the hands of Michigan, I knew before, and Nebraska actually got off to a good start shooting the basketball. They were 3 for the first 6 from 3-point range. Then they finished 2 for 29. And in that stretch, they missed 17 in a row. Trust me, I've seen a lot of bad basketball this year. Okay? I want to see good basketball. Last night was not good basketball. But I had an inkling that last night was not going to be good. The 6 o'clock start was not good. The buildup. Walked into the building. I was in my seats 20 minutes prior. No buzz whatsoever. Guys are warming up. A really, really late arriving crowd. You know, people got to get off work. Then they got to navigate all the downtown traffic in Lincoln to get to their parking spot to get inside of Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's 5:45. It's 5:50. There's no buzz in the building. It's listless. And I thought, wow, this is going to be a late arriving crowd. I get it. The 6 o'clock doesn't work. But it's still Michigan. It's still the Big Ten. It's still the Big Ten opener. And then the game started. And, you know, Nebraska, in the first couple of minutes, you had a sense, all right, this might be a really good game. It's going to be good back and forth from the jump. Michigan, I love what they did on offense. They're passing of the basketball. I mean, they would go around the world, and it would be zip, zip, zip. They'd go inside to Dickinson. He would kick it out. Brooks would be shooting it. Houston would be shooting it. I mean, they had 25 assists on their 39 field goals. That's pretty impressive.
Wow, yeah.
But as the building never got juiced up, the play on the floor went poof. Shots were missed, and it was horrible. The atmosphere was bad. The team was even worse. And to sit there and watch it, and I've long advocated and wondered, why do people leave games early? You know, do you have, you got to beat traffic? Where are you going? Why don't you stay for the entire game? I almost applauded people last night that were leaving at the second media timeout of the second half. I'm like, take me with you!
I'm a man of principle, or I'd be there with you.
You're smart. You're smart. You know what? They're not giving you anything tonight to stay. You're giving the, oh, Wiltshire, don't shoot! And you're not getting a return on your investment. As, I mean, it exited out. Michigan's playing a walk-on guy with 6 minutes to go in the game. That's all you had to know. People are leaving, and I'm like, you know what? This is the one time that I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you left. The team on the floor was bad. The building was bad. The game ops were bad. I have no idea what they're doing. You got the students who get out of their seats with 3 minutes to go in the first half to go line up to get a Christmas t-shirt. What are we doing? It was one of the worst experiences of a Nebraska athletic event that I think I've ever been involved with last night. There, it was just blah. And the play on the floor was, we got some issues. Now, there's a lot of people who are waking up today, and they're seeing that Nebraska got beat by 35. And, oh my gosh, one guy scored 31. Kind of odd that you lean into a guy that scored 31. Alonzo Verge is an issue. But part of me says last night, nobody else was hitting shots. So Verge said, I'm going to be the guy. But then everybody grabbed a ticket and sat on the bus and watched him play. You're fair to say today, in year three, man, I want Fred to work out. The Nebraska basketball fan is desperate. They are loyal as hell. Okay, they have been put through the ringer, but yet they still keep coming back and they support the program. And when that place is rolling, that building is electric. It is a fun place to be. It was not anywhere near that last night from the presentation and the performance. So you could wake up today and go, I don't know about Fred. Nebraska looks exactly the same. They look like they aren't coached. They look like they just show up and play. And they don't play very, very well. I can't relate to the team. I got one guy that's busting his butt, and he got hurt last night in Breidenbach. He's going to have a scan on his knee today. I can't relate to the team. That's all people want to do is they want to relate to the team that they're watching. Now, this is on Hoiberg's tab, and he made a curious move last night in the postgame. He could have not gone there because all you had to do was watch the game. But he went there, and 10 games into the season, the Q word was used. He used some strong language. Again, it's on his tab. He's in charge. But he went there last night, and I don't think it's crazy to think, and this is the frustrating part of where the Nebraska basketball season has gone in just a month. With Auburn on Saturday in Atlanta, and then Kansas State, and then one more bye game, and then you are Big Ten for the rest of the year. Could Nebraska get to the end of the 21 calendar and the season be done? I mean, the effort was really, the shots aren't falling. And I know it zaps you when the shots aren't falling, and it affects you on the other end. And you just lose sight of what you're doing. And Nebraska made a Michigan team that is not a great Michigan team. They've made a Michigan team look unbelievable. That by the end of this calendar, at the end of this month, is the season really on the brink? You have to be careful when you go there about saying, we quit. Because if you don't know your team and you don't know how to reach them, man, it's going to be a long, long time until Scooter Boy gets back and Trey McGowan's, who is desperately missed. Desperately missed. But you pushed the cue button. Well, you better be right on this, how guys respond. Because if not, there's going to be more nights like that at home, and there's going to be more people leaving with 12 minutes to go, or there's going to be people that aren't coming at all, and they're going to call you up and go, hey, I can't make it down to Lincoln tonight. Do you want 4 tickets? It was unreal last night, how what just from start to finish, it was just a bad, bad experience. Almost that I thought, you know, one way, somebody says, for everybody that was at the game and the performance we gave you, we got you a free ticket to another game.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I saw they gave up 100 points in conference play. Not really supposed to do that. Coach is talking about the players quitting. I don't know why you would willingly put your neck on the chopping block like that. You kind of need a big bounce back game on Saturday.
And I mean, you're playing a nationally ranked team that's going to get physical and just I had no idea what I was watching last night. I mean, there was nothing there. Absolutely nothing there. And then you got, my seats are behind the Michigan bench. And I got Michigan guys that are, I mean, they're clowning Nebraska. You know, they're laughing, and I'm thinking, geez, how did we get to this point? There's supposed to be some optimism this year. That was bad, 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 bad last night. And it's tough to relate as a fan to a team like that, and so you go, off switch. And then funny guy walking out of the arena last night goes, well, you should just follow women's sports and wrestling.
We do. Thank you.
That's where Nebraska Athletics is right now. You could say, well, this was more about Michigan. This was more about Nebraska last night, and that was a major, major letdown if you're trying to sell me hope. If you're trying to sell me hope and hang in there at home, you can't lay an egg. These games happen. I mean, Nebraska's at the bottom of the Big Ten, and when they face better teams that are more physical and shots aren't falling. These things can happen. Maybe have it happen in Ann Arbor, not in Lincoln, before your fans. All right, 10:42. I had to get that off my chest. I think I was talking to myself driving home last night. It was bad. It was really, really bad last night. And the only thing that would be like, okay, little slimmer would be if today you get word that Breidenbach is okay. Because when he went down, that knee injury did not look very good. But he's the one guy that's out there busting it. You know, he's still a work in progress. But in that game last night, okay, so shots aren't falling. Then bust your butt. Dig in defense. Go hard on the glass. Not, all right, it's just we're standing around. Hey, all right, let's go to the other end. Let's stand around. And Michigan is putting on a clinic passing the basketball. And the next thing you know, 35-point loss. Feel bad for Kent. Pavelka was like beside himself. I mean, I almost want to reach to the radio and give Kent a hug. All right, 10:44. Robin Washut, who, like myself and many of you, sat through and watched that game last night. He'll join us coming up at 11. Scott Chandler at 11:30. We do the mailbag at noon, and Parker Gabriel stops by at 1:30. His thoughts on Donovan Raiola and Mark Whipple joining the staff, plus all of you have thoughts on a busy, busy day. No, there's no rest in the offseason around here. You can always join us on the Atlanta Hot Nurseries hotline. The zone hotline is 951-1620. Or in the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary at 1620thezone.com or Jay Odson at nrgmedia.com or on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at Gary Sharp 1620 or at Gary Sharp Show.